You're listening to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with a roundup of this week's headlines. Winter may look different this year in Jackson. With the season's first snow in the valley, the crew that plows the town's streets and alleys is only half-staffed. Jackson's Public Works Department expects to only have 5 of 11 positions filled by the end of the year. Public Works Director Florin Policio says at the October 17th Town Council workshop that operations will be reduced more than ever.
Snow will not be hauled from streets until it becomes necessary for public safety, or we see enough days without snow that the crew is able to get to it. Parking lots and alleys will not be plowed until we see enough days without snow that the crew is able to get to them.
Instead, the Public Works Department will prioritize plowing highways, bus routes, the downtown area, and other main streets. Policio says the town is seeing this staffing shortage because it's hard to compete with seasonal employers that can pay more. To combat this, the Public Works Department plans to offer signing bonuses and rental housing to new employees. Also at the October 17th Town Council workshop, councilors continued talking about new restrictions on short-term rentals in residential zones. Councilors are supporting policies restricting homeowners to 3 or 4 rentals a year that are shorter than 30 days. The new rules will apply to properties outside of the lodging overlay, which includes areas around the town square and Snow King Resort. Vice Mayor Arne Jorgensen says at the workshop that short-term rentals are bringing commercial activity into neighborhoods with the current system.
We're beginning to reframe that with this action, and we're beginning to suggest and remind ourselves and our community, at least from my standpoint, the primary use in these neighborhoods is long-term residential.
Jackson already restricts the number of times homeowners outside of the overlay can rent their properties to a max of 12 times a year or once every 30 days. But town staff says that rule is largely unenforceable and that it doesn't do enough to protect housing for locals. If the council votes in favor of this new policy, homeowners will have to get a permit to be able to rent out their home short term. The council will likely hold a public hearing on the matter in a late November or December meeting. In election news, the ACLU of Wyoming is trying to educate voters about their rights ahead of Election Day. Advocacy Director Antonio Sereno says it's never been more important to get out and vote.
You know, I know a lot of people in Wyoming feel like their vote might not matter, and I get that. I was one of those people for a very, very long time. But as I've seen things change, as I've seen elections play out and see how close races are, I'm inspired and I'm hopeful. And I hope that people will just understand the power that they have in their vote and they'll flex that power.
Voting is already open in Wyoming with absentee ballots, which can be returned in person or by mail. In Teton County, residents can vote in person on Election Day, November 8th, at the Teton County Jackson Recreation Center, Teton County Library, and other locations around town. Voters must present a valid ID, such as a driver's license from any state or a U.S. passport. Also, in Wyoming, most employees are allowed an hour of paid time off to vote. More information about voting in the Cowboy State is available in English and Spanish at aclu-wy.org. More than 40 organizations in Teton County contributed to a new handbook on environmental stewardship on private lands. It aims to educate new and longtime county residents on a variety of topics.
Living with wildlife, protecting water, recreating responsibly, sustainable local food system.
That's Carlin Gerard, who leads the Teton Conservation District. His organization spearheaded the handbook project alongside Teton County, the Town of Jackson, and the Jackson Hole Land Trust. Gerard says the goal was to create a handbook that's by and for the community. He also says that private lands are often where the local environment sees the largest impacts. The organizations aim to get ahead of these potential impacts as Teton County grows.
This community is going to be changing. It is changing. And instead of complaining about it, being cynical, we're trying to take a positive attitude, put this desired endpoint out in the future, and try to engage as many community members as we can.
The groups are distributing the handbooks to real estate agents and anyone who's bought a home in the last 3 years. A limited supply of hard copies will also be available to other Teton County residents by the end of October. The handbook is also available online at mountainneighbor.com. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.